this week, I was out driving in my car, and I always have the radio on. I listened to the Christian station on Sirius XM, and this song came on. And it just got me thinking. And God says a lot of things about us. There are a lot of things in Scripture, things that He says about us. And I know that we all go through things, and maybe we're going through something now, but there are times when we're up, and there are times when we're down, and we need encouragement. And I think it's good to understand what God is saying about us and how He sees us. Just like she was singing, "Who am I, Lord? That's what I need to know. What you say about me really is all that's important. It doesn't matter what somebody else says about me or you. What is important is what does God say about you?" So I did some searching, and I have a lot of, well, I have 10 scriptures, okay, that relate to something that God either says to us or about us or how He sees us. And there are a lot more, but these are just 10 that I picked, and they're in order according to the books of the Bible. Okay, so we start out in the Old Testament. This is Joshua. "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Now, he said that to Joshua, but that applies to each and every one of us. Have you ever been in a situation where you felt, "God, where are you?" You feel somewhat detached, perhaps, from God's presence. Where are you? But what does He say? He says, "I'm with you wherever you go. Doesn't matter where you are or what you're doing, I'm with you." I think that's important for us to know, to have secure in our hearts that knowledge that He is with us always. Always, wherever we go. I think that's a big encouragement to us. We shouldn't go by our feelings. Feelings and emotions can deceive us, but the Word of God does not. It never does. "I will be with you wherever you go." Then Isaiah, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Just like she was singing, "When I feel weak, He tells me I'm strong." You are in Him, because it's His strength that upholds you, that lifts you up, that strengthens you, that helps you. He says, "I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." So no matter where you are, He's with you. No matter what you're doing, what situation you may find yourself in, He's there to uplift you, to hold you up, to strengthen you. And all you need to do is just look to Him and believe what He says. Look to Him. He's there. He will uphold you, strengthen you, lift you up. Then in Jeremiah, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." Sometimes we get so darn discouraged, say, "Oh, what's the point?" Or, "Gee, what do I have to look forward to?" God has a plan for your life. And He knows the thoughts that He thinks towards you. Thoughts of goodness, thoughts of blessing, thoughts of love and of grace, to give you a future and a hope, something that you can look forward to if you just look to Him. You may not know the details, but all that's important is that you know that He has a plan for you. and he's with you, and he will strengthen you and uphold you. And in time, you will see the goodness that he has planned for you as each day unfolds. And each day there is a blessing, but beyond that, there's so much more that he has for each of you. And then we go to the New Testament, Luke 1:37. For with God, nothing will be impossible. You think you might be in an impossible situation? Oh, how can I get through this? How can I get out of this terrible situation? How can this thing be fixed? How can my needs be met? Maybe you have a big financial need, or maybe there's a broken relationship or something, and it doesn't seem like there's any way that it can be fixed. But God says with him, all things are possible. Do you believe that? That's what he says. And God never lies. With him, all things are possible. Sometimes it's just a matter of being patient and waiting on him and trusting him. We want everything right away. That's not his way. His way is, it'll be in my time and in my way. Just wait and trust me. With him, all things are possible. Okay. And further on in Luke, but the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. What he's basically saying here is that if he takes care of even the birds and feeds them, they don't do anything. They don't grow anything. They don't manufacture anything other than make nests. But beyond that, they don't do anything. But God takes care of them because they are his creatures, his creation. And if he cares for them, will he not care for you and take care of you and meet your needs? You're more valuable than the sparrows, than any of his other creatures. You're more valuable to him. If he treats them with grace and provision and takes care of them, he will take care of you too. That's basically what he's saying. Don't worry about things. God has everything under control. He'll take care of you. Even the very hairs of your head are numbered. That's how, what kind of knowledge that he has goes far beyond anything that we could comprehend or that we could attain to. Romans 8 and 2 Corinthians 5, the first part is Romans and the second part is 2 Corinthians because they tie in together. There's therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Have you ever felt like, gee, I messed up again? I blew it. God must be upset with me. You're upset with yourself. You're down on yourself. You're criticizing yourself. Oh, I'm such a terrible person. I did it again. God isn't happy with me. And it's negative, negative, negative about yourself, putting yourself down. And there are some people that's what they do all the time. Think negative thoughts about themselves. But God says, there's no condemnation. I do not condemn you, he says. Because everything has been taken care of through Jesus' death and resurrection. You're forgiven. No matter how many times you mess up, you're forgiven. He's never, ever going to condemn you for anything that you've done if you belong to him. And then the follow-up with 2 Corinthians, why? Why do we say that there is no condemnation? It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Your old life has passed away. It doesn't mean anything anymore. Anything from your past, things that you think about, I only wish I had it to do all over again. I would do things differently. or I'd say things differently, or treat other people differently, or whatever. And God says, don't worry about that. It's in the past. It's all done with. It's over. Don't dwell on those things. You're a new creation. It's the new creation that's important. The new life that he has given us. That's what's important. Nothing from the past. Don't dwell on it. Don't think about it. Don't don't feel that you'll never measure up or whatever because of those things. They're gone. Wiped clean. God doesn't even see them anymore. They've been erased forever. Forever. Okay. Yeah, Romans 8, 37 to 39. Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Have you ever felt like you're even a conqueror? Maybe not, but you are. You are. Jesus said, in this world, you're going to have trouble, but fear not. I have overcome the world. He has overcome it. He has conquered it. And because you are in him, you have also conquered it. Okay? The world has no control over you unless you allow it. But you are more than conquerors, and you are going to rule and reign with Christ when he returns. Victorious. That's your heritage. You may not feel like it, but that's part of the problem. There's the emotions again and the feelings. But God says something different. You are more than a conqueror. More than that. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing, and this is what God says, nothing can come between you and his love. Nothing. He loved you from before the world began. He loves you now. He will love you forever. Nothing can come between you and his love, whether you feel like it or not. And we all go through this. Sometimes we feel, oh, I don't feel loved. Right? Can you identify with that? There are times when you don't feel loved, but God says that he loves you continually and eternally, and nothing will separate you from that love. So all you need to do is remember what God says, not how you feel or what anyone else says. It's what God says. You are secure in his love eternally. Okay? Then we go to 1 Peter. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Think about that. You're chosen. It's not like you happen to be in a certain group and God said, okay, I'm choosing this group. And you just happen to be a part of it. No. Individually, he chose each one of you. Separately, individually, he chose you. So you should feel good about that. That God loved you enough to choose you, to take you out of the darkness of this world and bring you into his light. He chose you. Now you may not feel chosen. You may not feel special. You may not feel much of anything. I don't know. But here again, what do your feelings matter? All that matters is what God says. And he chose you. And if he chose you, doesn't that say something about how he loves you? And how he has plans for you? He chose you. Picked you. Right? Chose you. And then 1 Peter 5. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. And we always focus on the last part of that, about casting all your cares upon him, because he cares for you. How many of you have anxiety about anything? A lot of things, right? We have to deal with a lot of things. Personal things, maybe something about our family, something about our neighborhood, this country, the world. Look what's going on halfway around the world over in Ukraine. Is World War III going to start, if it hasn't already? You feel anxious about things? Your job, having food on the table, paying your bills. God says, cast all your cares upon him. Everything that you're concerned about. Be anxious for nothing, because he cares for you. And if he cares for you, he's going to take care of you, just like he takes care of the sparrows. And you are more valuable than that. So why should we worry? Why should we be anxious? Here again, that deals with emotions. Anxiety is an emotion. Right? But God says, don't pay attention to that. Just believe what he says. And what he says is he cares for you, and he will take care of you. So why worry? Why be anxious about it? God's got everything in control. And 1 John 3, behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. That's the kind of love that he has bestowed upon us, that he calls you one of his children. You think about that. God, who is so far above any of us, more powerful, more knowledgeable, wiser, anything, any attribute that we can think of, he is so far up here above us. But yet he looks at each one of us with such love that he says, you're my child. You're my child. And for any of us who have been parents, we know how we feel about our children, especially when they're first born. They're so innocent and helpless, but yet there's just so much love that we feel for them. We want to hold them and take care of them and nurture them and teach them. And God feels the same way. He has adopted each one of us. So he chose you and adopted you, and now he says, you are my child. And he loves you with a love that is far greater than any love that a parent could bestow upon his or her child. Amazing. Amazing. Wonderful thing. I think that's it, isn't it? Yes. These are just a few of the scriptures that you can find on this website, which I happened to come across. And I would suggest that any of you that have a computer, take a look at that. This is, what does God say about me? There were 100 scriptures listed. I picked 10 out of them. There was 100 listed. And the beautiful thing about this particular website is that you can put in other things. What does God say about? And there's the whole letters of the alphabet. And you can click on one letter, and it drops down, and there's all sorts of topics. And you can pick one. What does God say about heaven? What does God say about hell? What does God say about church? What does God say about relationships or whatever? And you can put that in there, and all these scriptures come up. It's beautiful. I didn't know that existed. And the trouble that somebody went through to put all those scriptures together, it was just amazing. So I would recommend that you go to that website and check it out. I bookmarked it on my computer. I'm like, hey, this is right on my desktop. Makes my job a lot easier. But I want you to have or to know about that, because sometimes you wonder, what does God say about, you know, what does His Word say? What does He say about a certain thing, a certain topic? And you can just go in there and find out. And like I said, there were 100 scriptures listed. Now, obviously, some of them are more pertinent or more important than others. And for this particular topic, what does God say about me? There were 100. And there were other good ones besides these. But this is all what God says about each and every one of you, or says to you, or about you. And it's so important that we understand that we don't go by feelings, we don't go by sight, we go by faith. Faith in Him and in His Word. And it's important for us to know what He says. And like she was singing, I believe what you say of me. I believe. And once you understand what God says about you and how He cares for you and how He loves you, and you believe all of that, your life is going to be different. And it's going to start changing, because you're not going by sight or by feeling. You're going simply by the Word of God and what He says. You're in line with how He sees you. Chosen, beloved, eternally loved. And He will take care of you each and every day for the rest of your lives, because He has a plan for you. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for all the wonderful things that You would say to us and about us. We thank You, Lord, for the way that You see us and how much You care for us and love us and how we are Your children. We don't deserve any of it, Lord. But we thank You that You have wiped our past out of the picture. It's gone, erased, forever gone. You don't see those things, and all You see is the love that You have for us, and You see us in our finished state, conformed to the image of Jesus. That's how You see us, because that's how You are molding and shaping us, and that's what we will be like in the end, in the image of Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Father. Help us to truly believe each and everything that You would say to us and about us. Thank You, Father. We are so grateful. In Jesus' name, amen.